Somebody better do a welfare check on Ted Cruz, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro, because their little Israel First clique has not only failed to cancel Tucker Carlson, despite their nearly month-long campaign now after he interviewed right-wing streamer Nick Fuentes on his podcast, but Tucker just interviewed Nikki Haley's son, Nalen, who has been immune to his mother's neocon brainwash and had some very interesting things to say about H-1B visas, immigration, and him noticing things from Conservative Inc. phonies. And the podcast is titled, Why is Nick Fuentes So Popular? Nikki Haley's son explains. I'll play the clips in just a moment, and then we'll go deep into some more controversial territory. So be sure to subscribe to my channel if you're new here and check back on a regular basis, because as you will see, you won't find another channel like this anywhere else. Here is Nalen talking about how he used to be a normie conservative who enjoyed watching Ben Shapiro owns social justice warrior videos, but then started just finding them rather lame.
Yeah, so you start to have these realizations that maybe this is like kind of fake, or maybe it's totally fake. Who do you talk to about this?
No one, because the last thing you want to do is tell people that you're not accepting what they're accepting and what they're believing. So I've always been the type to just research things.
We all know what kinds of things he's been noticing, right?
See a certain topic that I'm interested in, I just want to learn more about it. And so that's what I did, was taking various different sources and just trying to put it together. And just when you realize you're not allowed to talk about something in particular, opens up very
criticism of Ben Shapiro's favorite country, obviously. And just in case you're new here and you've been living under a rock,
like, more questions than answers, right?
Oh, yes.
And sometimes I still feel like I have more questions than answers.
Oh, I definitely do.
So
something strange going on, definitely. We're gonna have to get to the bottom of it.
That I never told anybody, but it was something that I noticed over time, that I'm not the only one.
Yes.
Everyone else is noticing this, and everyone else is heading towards the same direction, which is nationalist America first. And that's the direction I hope it will be.
This kid first came on people's radar last week after he was posting some very interesting tweets about immigration, joining Fox News for his debut appearance, where he stunned the fill-in hosts over on Jesse Waters' show by saying this.
A lot of people are surprised at your position on H-1B visas, because you're Indian American,
and
H-1B visas go to Indian Americans.
Because every race other than white people are allowed and encouraged to be ethnocentric, to have a preference for their own people. Of course, if white people do that, then we're called terrible racists and neo-Nazis.
Right. Well, I mean, they shouldn't be, because I've seen how it's affected my friends and those around me. At the end of the day, my loyalty is to America. I don't have any. And that's part of assimilation. What we saw with Obama is that we had a lot of immigrants coming here. And the thought was, oh, you don't need to change. You don't need to have your loyalty to America. You could be who you are. No, you need to assimilate. And you need to act like an American and support American values and support American workers and American people. So, yeah, we should absolutely ban it.
That's right. No more H-1B visas. No more poop doors. I mean, foreign workers coming over here to take American jobs. But he went even further on Tucker Carlson's podcast regarding the immigration problem and sounding exactly like us.
And there's so many different aspects to immigration that it's not just the migration part of it, but a lot of other things that are just out of control.
Like what?
So naturalized citizens should not be able to hold public office. Growing up here is a big part of understanding the country.
Immigrants, of course, just like the founding fathers prevented from being an immigrant because they didn't want a president to have loyalties to another country. If you're going to be the president of the United States, you have to be born here. But we somehow forgot about that rule for other positions of power in Congress and governorships. And so we have people like Ilhan Omar who then take over congressional seats and then leverage their power, our tax dollars, our government, to try to benefit their homelands. Sorry to interrupt. Please continue.
Naturalized citizens should not be able to hold public office. Growing up here is a big part of understanding the country. We need to stop and limit the amount of foreign students that are coming into our universities. Some of them are spies, by the way, for foreign governments. But it's also just, we should put our kids first.
Yes.
And we should also not allow dual citizenship, because that's the stupidest idea. you're either American or you're not. And everyone wants to make it so complicated. That's the thing that I don't like about the past generation, is they're always about the rules, the process, and regulation. No, it's really simple. You're just America first. People should have their loyalty to America first. And if they can't do that, then this ain't the country for you.
That's totally right. What about serving in a foreign military?
Oh, gosh, no, forget about it. You can't do that.
He's talking about Congressman Brian Mast, a rhino from Florida, who in 2015 went over to Israel and volunteered and served with the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force. Stay tuned, because there's plenty more to come in this video. But real quick, today, Friday, November 21st, is the last day to order your Trump Claus knit sweaters from my online store, markdace.com, with regular shipping, and get them in time for Christmas. You slackers out there can still get them over the weekend. You're going to have to pay for rush shipping. But get your orders in now, because these are custom designs. These are not screen printed. These have the Trump Claus design woven into the yarn of the sweater, available in red, green, and black. Make Christmas dinner extra special this year by showing up in the Trump Claus sweater at markdice.com, or click the link in the description below and check them out. Of course, the topic of America engaging in regime changes over in the Middle East came up, and he was very smart, very tactful, because this is obviously still a hot potato, especially for someone who is as high profile as him. All the enemy eyes are going to be watching and listening and trying to take anything that he says about Mark Levin's favorite country and just twisting it around to paint him as an anti-Semite.
I don't think they're advocating it just to advocate for it. I think there's interest groups that are pushing them to advocate for that.
Clearly there are.
Oh, yeah.
We've learned a lot about that recently. So that's one of the topics that nobody ever, including me, I had zero desire to talk about it, the Israel question. And Fuentes is most famous for, there's no upside in that. Yeah. And I just...
The question no one wants to ask.
I never felt it was as central as it turned out to be. I guess that's... I just didn't understand it very well. But Fuentes is famous for, you know, saying naughty things, but also saying, like, you know, pretty straightforward critique of the control that Israel has over the United States. Is that view widely shared, do you think?
Well, I don't know too much. I mean, I've...
Let's take Fuentes out of it.
Yeah.
I keep reading that young people's views of Israel are increasingly skeptical, if not hostile. Do you think that's true?
Absolutely, yeah. And I don't think it's anything we've done. I think it's all reliant on Israel. That's on them, actually, not on us.
Just a friendly reminder that fact is considered to be a widely anti-Semitic trope. Here's a quick message from the Jewish World Congress.
I am Jewish and proud because Jews have always done what's right.
They've never done anything wrong, ever. There's no putting the toothpaste back in the tube regarding how Generation Z feels about Israel, and really half of the country at this point, now that it's so obvious that people just couldn't bite their tongues anymore. And with censorship restricted on Twitter, on X, and even on TikTok, allowing people to discuss what Israel was doing, their ethnic cleansing over in Gaza, and other issues about Jewish culture and Jewish influence. Now we're seeing a lot of videos from Gen Z kids like this.
Hey, Leah, how are you going to become the first woman president of America?
3.8 billion to Israel. And Caesar, you're going back home. Come with me.
A free hoodie. Name the three requirements to be president.
35. Born in the U.S.
Don't you have to go kiss that thing in Israel?
That's your final answer.
Yeah.
Of course, talking about the Western Wall, where even Obama went over there and did a photo op praying against it, even though he is a Muslim, or I mean really a Satanist, but cultural Muslim. Even the Daily Wire's former It Girl, Ben Shapiro's little protege, Brett Cooper, who quit the Daily Wire last year so that she could do her own thing without having their corporate controlling telling her what she can and cannot do, is making fun of the Israel firsters and telling the neocons and the kosher conservatives to move to Israel. A phrase, just like telling disgruntled black people to, you know, go back to Africa, is something that you would never hear any big mainstream conservative, not that she's, you know, mainstream, but really any large conservative pundit, YouTuber, commentator, anywhere would never say such a thing a year, 2 years ago, because it was so widely deemed to be anti-Semitic and the pushback would be extraordinary. But now we don't care anymore. And when I say that that little Jewish clique and their Shabbos Goy's meltdown over Tucker Carlson, interviewing Nick Fuentes on his podcast almost a month ago, continues on a daily basis, I mean it. Here is Senator Chuck Schumer, proud Jew, introducing a resolution yesterday on the floor of the Senate to condemn Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes.
Well, 3 days ago, the President of the United States declined to condemn Nick Fuentes' hateful views and defended Tucker Carlson's decision to give Fuentes a platform. The president was asked about his thoughts on the interview. He declined to condemn Nick Fuentes. That is disgusting. For Donald Trump to excuse and protect the spread of Nick Fuentes' ideology confirms what many of us have long said.
You are spreading his ideology, sir. Your kvetching and complaining and meltdowns over Tucker Carlson interviewing him has skyrocketed him to a whole new level of popularity. Anybody who has eyes to see knows that people like Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin and Chuck Schumer are creating the very backlash that they are complaining about and are the very worst representatives of Jews and Jewish interests and Israeli interests on planet Earth.
Yeah. I was having lunch in New York, sitting with a buddy of mine at an outside cafe, and he happens to be Jewish. Mm. He's not Zionist or fist in the air. He just happens to be Jewish. So we're talking
someone who assimilated into American culture, which most Jews severely resist. I'll get into that in a moment.
Talking about this, about October 7th and the war, about Israel's response to October 7th. And he said, as a Jew, I really fear that Israel's heavy hand is going to result in increases in anti-Semitism,
yeah,
especially in the United States.
Hmm. Again, that's an anti-Semitic trope. If you say that their actions, you know, are causing anti-Semitism as a backlash, then that is just another sign of anti-Semitism.
Well, there were these two women sitting next to us, both in their 80s, they told us later. And one of them finally said, excuse me, but I couldn't help but overhear your conversation. The one said, we're both Jewish too, and we have the same fears. Yep. We are seeing an increase in anti-Semitism, especially in New York.
Yes, and South Park actually did a little segment about this when the Jewish character's mom went over to Israel in order to give Benjamin Netanyahu a piece of her mind. And this was at the confirmation hearing on Wednesday for the newly created position of the ambassador to combat anti-Semitism.
Let me just ask you this, and I ask your predecessor, the earlier envoy during the Biden administration, about this. I mean, you would agree with me that it's not anti-Semitic or anti-Jewish to criticize the actions of the government of Israel, right?
Oh, of course.
Thank you, thank you.
Of course. Right, Rabbi?
Thank you, Senator, for your question. I would refer back to the IRA definition of what is okay to criticize.
He's talking about the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance working definition of anti-Semitism. Working definition meaning that it constantly grows and changes so that they can just keep adding things to it. So they can't even clearly define what it is because it is whatever they say it is. Just like I think old columnist from back in the 80s, paleo-conservative columnist Joseph Sobran, I think, said that anti-Semitism used to be the hatred of Jews, but now it's what Jews hate.
You have a right to criticize a country, but if you are only going to criticize Israel, and that's every statement that you're making, but you're not going to be consistent across the board, in the IRA definitions, it's very, very clear that you need to condemn everything across the board and not just single out Israel.
You have to criticize every country that's not American. If you only just start wondering about certain little countries' incredible influence and why so many American politicians are in bed with them, then you are an anti-Semite.
When you single out Israel is when it crosses that line.
So just remember, if you're going to criticize the Jewish Yom Kippur swinging chicken ritual where they literally swing a chicken around their head and think that that forgives them of their sins, the sins get transferred to the chicken. I'm serious. This is what they actually believe. Just be sure also to criticize India's Diwali poop throwing festival. Otherwise, you definitely will be called an anti-Semite. Oh, you didn't know that? Well, then obviously you didn't read my latest book, The War on Conservatives, which you should order in paperback or hardcover from Amazon.com. But I have some advice on how Jews can help stop the spread of anti-Jewish sentiment that many of them are concerned about. I would start by not complaining about Christmas, especially in op-eds in major publications like Time Magazine, written by this Jew, which says Christmas should not be a national holiday. The article details how she feels it's anti-Semitic when people call her a Scrooge or a Grinch because she doesn't embrace Christmas. And how when she was in college, the sorority that she was in started decorating up the house in Christmas decorations and she wanted no part of it. And the girls thought that that was strange. Well, it is strange because people who come to America as immigrants or the descendants of immigrants are supposed to assimilate into American culture. And that also means celebrating Christmas, or at the very least, not complaining about it, not trying to stop our fun. Just shut your mouth. Please don't wish me a Merry Christmas, says this Jew who wrote this article in the Washington Post, saying it's impolite and alienating. We don't care. Anyone who is not a Jew, who is an atheist, anywhere in the world, with the exception of a couple blue-haired crazies, celebrates Christmas. To them, it's not even a Christian holiday. It's a secular holiday, unfortunately, but it still is a great celebration. It's a reason to get together the family and friends in the dead of winter, just have a party and catch up with some people you haven't seen all year or in years. If you don't like Christmas, then there's a whole country that doesn't celebrate it that you should move to. You should probably tell the Jew who wrote Santa's Husband, this garbage children's book about Santa being gay with a black boyfriend, that this kind of stuff doesn't fly anymore. The days when we sit back and are afraid to push back when Jews denigrate our sacred holidays are over. And if you want to make Christmas dinner extra special this year, then definitely order your Trump Claws knit sweater from my online store, markdace.com. Today's the last day to get them in time for Christmas with regular shipping. Don't be a slacker. Order them now. These are custom made. They're not screen printed. The design is woven right into the yarn, right into the sweater itself. Available in red, green, and black. Whole bunch of other stuff available over at markdice.com as well. You should get your Christmas shopping done early. So be sure to head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.